I'm glad to be at the National Sports Campus this morning to announce the funding for the year ahead for our national sporting organisations and also for our sports partnerships. And also pleased to confirm that Donegal Sports Partnership will be receiving €477,000 for the year ahead, which is an increase of just under 10% on last year's funding. And that's to support them and the really important work they do throughout the county in working with sporting organisations, and particularly in terms of making sure that there's opportunities for people who haven't participated in sport before to find opportunities to be able to do that. We're also seeing a record funding announcement today for our national sporting bodies with €22 million being allocated to 47 of our national governing bodies. And these are the organisations which work with clubs at local level to make sure they're supported in the exceptional work that volunteers do day in, day out, on evenings and on weekends, providing opportunities for young people and people of all ages to be able to participate in sport. So it's an important reflection of the emphasis the government is putting on the work that's happening in our clubs, that we're increasing this funding this year, and the 6.5% increase that's going to our national sporting bodies is a very strong increase to build on the progress that we've seen in recent years, and which has contributed now to just over 50% of all adults participating in sport on a weekly basis. And that's something we want to see continue to grow and to support our clubs and organisations in that really positive work that they're doing.
And €9,000 will be going to women in sport. How important is it that funding is dedicated to women's sporting organisations?
It's important because traditionally we've seen a significant gap between the number of women that were participating in sport compared to men. So over the last few years, there's been dedicated funding to sporting organisations to ensure that there's opportunities for more and more women to engage in sport. And as a result of that, we've seen the gap that was there between the genders previously almost eroded now, and significant increases in sport participation with men and women, and very much on a par now. So it's important we keep that up to make sure that everyone is participating. And the other area we want to see significant progress in is the area of disability, people with disability participating in sport. We still have a challenge there in terms of making sure that there's opportunities in all communities for people to participate in many different sports, and that's something that we're putting significant funding into as well to support clubs to be able to ensure there's more opportunities for everyone to be able to participate in sport in their local area.